Yael, you know how a lot of people are scared of flying? So I was thinking, why not replace those seat cushion flotation devices with parachutes? That way, in the unlikely event of an emergency, all the passengers could just bail. What do you think?
Well, one problem is that most commercial planes today fly at a speed of about 500 miles per hour. Jumping from a plane going that fast would crush you. And even if the plane could slow down in flight, which it can't, you'd be jumping at an altitude of over 30,000 feet. At that height, the atmosphere is so thin that you would need a special oxygen supply to keep you alive until you got down to about 10,000 feet, where there's plenty of air.
That definitely complicates things.
Anyway, Don, today most commercial airplane accidents happen during takeoff or landing, when the plane hasn't reached an altitude high enough to enable parachuting.
Really?
Also, parachutes are delicate and hard to maintain, and using them requires special training. What's more, the plane would need special in-flight exits that would allow you to clear the plane without bumping into the wings. And all that's before we even begin to consider the logistics of getting dozens of people into their parachutes and out of the plane.
That would be chaotic, but isn't evacuating a plane always chaotic?
That's why staying calm is so important. Even when landing in water, the plane often floats long enough to enable everyone to safely get off.
I guess that explains the flotation devices.
This moment of science comes from Indiana University.
There are hundreds more moments of science on our website at amomentofscience.org. I'm Don Glass.
And I'm Yael Cassander.